2 dozen people whispered out of the grass to join us. Cortez must have heard from the 4th platoon.
Good. How about you first?
Okay, fine. How many are there?
8, we can see.
Potter's voice.
Good. When I give the word, open fire, shoot to kill.
Sarge, they're just animals.
Potter, if you've known all this time what a Tauren looks like, you should have told us, shoot to kill.
But we need...
We need a prisoner, but we don't need to escort him 40 clicks to his home base and keep an eye on him while we fight. Clear?
Yes, Sergeant.
Okay. 7th, all you brains and weirds, we're going up and watch. 5th and 3rd, come along to guard.
We crawled through the meter-high grass to where the 2nd platoon had stretched out in a firing line.
I don't see anything, Cortez said.
Ahead, and just to the left, dark green.
They were only a shade darker than the grass, but after you saw the first one, you could see them all, moving slowly around some 30 meters ahead.
Fire!
Cortez fired first. Then 12 streaks of crimson leaped out, and the grass wilted black, disappeared, and the creatures convulsed and died, trying to scatter.
Hold fire! Hold it!
Cortez stood up.
We want to have something left. 2nd platoon, follow me.
He strode out toward the smoldering corpses, laser finger pointed out front, obscene divining rod pulling him toward the carnage. I felt my gorge rising and knew that all the lurid training tapes, all the horrible deaths and training accidents hadn't prepared me for this sudden reality, that I had a magic wand that I could point at a life and make it a smoking piece of half-raw meat. I wasn't a soldier, nor ever wanted to be one, nor ever would want.
Okay, 7th, come on up.
While we were walking toward them, one of the creatures moved, a tiny shudder, and Cortez flicked the beam of his laser over it with an almost negligent gesture. It made a hand-deep gash across the creature's middle. It died like the others, without emitting a sound. They were not quite as tall as humans, but wider in girth. They were covered with dark green, almost black fur. White curls where the laser had singed. They appeared to have 3 legs and an arm. The only ornament to their shaggy heads was a mouth, wet black orifice filled with flat black teeth. They were thoroughly repulsive, but their worst feature was not a difference from human beings, but a similarity. Whenever the laser had opened a body cavity, milk-white, glistening, veined globes and coils of organs spilled out, and their blood was dark, clotting red.